Catherine Rains. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
A couple of books to work through this morning. We'll start with Good Friday by Linda LaPlante.
So this is the story of Jane Tennyson, and lots of people might recognise the name from Helen Mirren's character in the BBC drama Prime Suspect. So this actually takes Jane Tennyson right back before she actually begins in Prime Suspect, so right back to 1976, and she's kind of about to embark on her career as a detective. So she's pretty young and fresh and a little bit naive, and so she's immersed in this very kind of sexist male world of policing at the time. And London's this city that's really on an edge following a spate of IRA bombings. And the public are kind of on permanent alert. But, you know, at the same time, a bit like now, just getting on with their daily lives. And she arrives at work and she really wants to fast track her move through the ranks. And she is fixed on a career with the Flying Squad, which is an elite group of officers who work at the highest levels of crime. And, you know, that pace of work there is really adrenaline fueled, and no woman has ever been welcomed into that group. But instead she finds herself in the squad called the Dip Squad. And it's this very eclectic mix of characters. Again, they're all men, and they spend their days tracking these gangs of organised thieves who are playing havoc on the streets and underground stations in London. And she soon settles into this, and, you know, life was never going to be particularly straightforward for her as a police officer. And so she's setting out on her very first court case with this real enthusiasm, but it's actually really short-lived. She finds herself witness to this massive bomb attack in the Covent Garden tube station. And so she wants to stay and help those that are injured, but actually she sees the person that is the bomber as he's disappearing. And her face actually ends up being splashed across these newspapers as the person that can identify the bomber. So the IRA has a target on her back and her family. And that's kind of when the rest of the story really starts to play out, as she tries to find the person but at the same time protect herself and the family. And it's a really good read. And you see yourself kind of thinking about the character of Helen Mirren as you're reading the story, because it's very much this backstory to what happened on Prime Suspect. It's a really good read.
Oh, that sounds good. I like the sound of that. That's Good Friday by Linda LaPlante. Next up you have Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng.
So the premise of this sounds really simple. There's this wealthy family, they're living in a suburb called Shaker Heights. And so every aspect of the community is really well planned out, and everybody kind of lives these idyllic, picture-perfect lives, shielded from the unpleasantness of the outside world. And so kind of they find the family, and they're guided by the philosophy that as long as you follow the rules, everything will be fine. And Elena Richardson, who's the matriarch of the family, is really the embodiment of that whole Shaker spirit, and she has this very privileged life, and she's married to a successful attorney. She has these four perfect kids, two boys and two girls, and they're all living in this beautiful big house.
Yeah.
And she has a job that she loves, and she's got great close friends, and she's been there for three generations. But then this other woman enters their lives called Mia Warren, and she ends up renting a house off this family, and she's this very intriguing artist who brings with her young 15-year-old daughter Pearl, and they're hoping to settle down after years of this nomadic life. And actually she's an interesting character, and she doesn't have such a perfect life, and the two families become more entwined and entangled, and then you kind of find this deep dysfunction that lies beneath the surface of the community, and sort of the reality sets in. And it's a very good read, and they talk about the different characters have their different points of view, so you hear what's going on all around. And, you know, really at the end of the day, it's kind of no matter how much you want to or try and plan and control things, life happens, and more often than not goes in different directions than what you'd expect. And that's what happens to the families in these stories. And it's very well written and very kind of pulled together. And you find yourself quite gripped about what's going to happen next and where these characters are going to go.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it sounds really interesting.
Yeah,
a simple premise, but sounds a little more nuanced than that. Okay, that is Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. The first book again was Good Friday by Linda LaPlante. We will catch you again next week. Thank you so much, Catherine.